Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, taking a look at the beginning of the fifth parak, Shvuat HaPikadon, which we've referenced many times in the fourth parak. And now we're going to look at it, and this first Mishnah is something we've already seen. And although, again, the editors put the entire chapter of Mishnayot, as we had in the first two parakim, put them at the beginning of the Gemara, nonetheless, we're going to only look at the first Mishnah in the Shiur, because a bulk of the Gemara in this very short parak deals with the first Mishnah and issues that arise from it. In the next and final podcast in the chapter, we will do the rest of the Mishnayot and then the relatively small piece of Gemara comments on several of them. Shvuat HaPikadon nuheget ba'anashim uvenashim berchokim uvikrovim bichsherim uvipsulim fnei beitin v'shelo b'fnei beitin mipi atzmo mipi achrim minocheav ad sheyichperenu b'beitin divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, Shvuat HaPikadon, which is presented at the end of Vayikra Perek Hei, and the handout has the entire Parsha there because many of the Psukim are referenced, is an oath taken by someone who is a defendant in a case where someone else is suing him for monies owed him, meaning he claims that the fellow owes him Naveda, he stole from him, he has a Pikadon of his, And it applies to the oath could be taken by men or women, whether they're achok or karov to the person claiming from him, kashar pasol, none of these things are issues. This is all mentioned only to offset it from Shvuat HaEdut. It could take place in Beit Din or outside of Beit Din, but Reb Meir makes one caveat, which is that if the claimant issues the oath, then it only is valid, meaning the liability only kicks in if the denial is in front of Beit Din. That's for Meir. Chachamim omrim bein piatzom bein achirim kivan shekafar bo chayav. Chachamim say there is no difference. It doesn't matter whether you admit it when you take the oath in Beit Din or not in Beit Din. In any case, once you deny it, you're chayav. Now, by the way, what are you chayav? You have to pay the amount. You have to pay an extra fifth, which actually plays out to an extra fourth, and you also have to bring a korban asham, which is called asham gezelot. Okay. The end of the Mishnah is chayav al zdon hashvua, so if you are lying intentionally, v'al shigata, or if there's shogeg. What shogeg is it? We'll see. Im zdon apikadon, as long as you do know that you owe the thing, meaning you do really know that you have the thing, what's the shogeg? So, we've already seen this, you did not know what you would be chayav for lying. But if you are totally shogeg, and you really forgot that you had the item, then you're not liable. What are you liable for if you do it on purpose? Asham chesef shkalim, korban asham, and it has to be brought, chesef shkalim, meaning at least 2 shkalim worth. There's a base amount for this korban. Okay, skip down to the Gemara. Haracha baruhuna v'rav Shmuel b'rei d'rabba barav chana, v'rav Yitzchak b'rei d'rav Yehuda. These are all students in Rabba's Beit Midrash. Tanu Shvuot Be'Rabba. They were studying Shvuot in Be'Rabba. Evidently, Rabba's Beit Midrash is well known for the study of Shvuot. We had the earlier story with Eifa and his brother Avimi, also around the same thing, also a student of Rabba. Pagabahu Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana, who had been a student of Rav, and now was an elder student in Rabba's Beit Midrash, met them, and then he asked them the following. Amar Lehu. Hezid b'Shvuat HaPikadon v'Hidrubo. Let's say that he intentionally lied about a Pikadon, but there was Hatra'ah given. Meaning the witnesses heard him, knew that he had the item, and heard him lie under oath, but they also gave him warning in advance, Mahu. Kevan dechidushu, since this whole notion of Shvuat HaPikadon is a new idea, and it's something that we would not previously had figured out on our own, the idea that you bring a korban for a mezid, etc. Debechol HaTorah, lo ashkechan mezid imaitu korban, v'acham imaitu korban, that's the chidush. So loshna atrubei v'loshna atrubei. So once there's a chidush, we got to say yichayav the korban, whether or not there's hatra'ah. That's it. O dilma hanimili echad lo atrubei. Maybe the Torah's presentation of the korban was only if you didn't have hatra'ah. Aval echad the atrubei. But if there was actual warning, which we know always raises things, milkalaki. Maybe you get makot korban lo maiti. Maybe you get makot instead of the korban. O dilma havahavidna, or perhaps all three, or both of them. Which means you have three options here. Either nothing changes, it's always a korban, or it switches to makot, becomes more serious, or maybe you do both. So that's what Rav Kahana asked them. Amrulay, so they said back to him, Tanina, we have a brayta that says, chamura himena, meaning Shuata Edut, more serious than Shuata Edut is Shuata Pikadon. Why? Shechayavin al Zdonam Makot al Shingata Asham Chesef Shkalim. That Shuata Pikadon, if you do it intentionally, there's Makot, and unintentionally, it will be the Korban Asham. Now, mi dekamar le'al zdonam makot. So, since they said that there's makot when you do it intentionally, michal da'atrube, obviously that has to be kis fatra. Without atra, you can never give makot. Kamar makot in korban lo. So, you see that makot substitutes for the korban when it's hatra. So, if that's the case, parenthetically, my chumra, what's the chumra of shuata pikadon over shuata idut? That shuata idut, remember, b'meizid, is the korban olev yored. A person would always rather bring a korban than to get makot. Right, so that's the chumra. Now, Amar Lahu Rava Bar Itai. Rava Bar Itai shows up in this discussion and says, Mantan is don shvat pikadon lo nitan lekapara. You know who the author of that statement is? Who says that if you intentionally lie, you can never get kapara, and therefore the only recourse is makot? That's Rabbi Shimon. Avol the Rabbanan korban nami maiti. The Rabbanan are going to say you have both. You bring the korban, because that's what it says, plus do the hatra'ah, you have makot. So, Amar Lahu Rav Kahana. Now, Rav Kahana, who had asked the question, responds. He says, Bar mina de'ahi, don't bring proof from that last statement of chamura mimena. De'ana taninala, I also learned it, v'hachi taninala, but I memorized it differently. Echad zdona v'chad shingata, whether you're zadona shogeg, asham mechesef shkalim. I have the exact opposite ruling, which is, that Shvuata Pikadon, whether it's intentional or unintentional, is a Korban Hashem. So by the way, we now have all three possibilities laid out. Makot only, both, or just the Korban. So Umay Chumra, if that case, what do you make of the opening statement? Chamura Mimena Shvuata Pikadon. Tilu Hatam Chatat Patanka. Because in the case of the Shvuata Idut, you bring at the most expensive is a Chatat for one coin. Less, of course, it's all of your aid, so you could bring less if you're not wealthy. Here the Asham is a more expensive Korban. That's the Chumra. The Chumra is not Makot versus Korban, it's more expensive. So Veligmar Mina, so why don't you use that Rav Kahana to answer your question that it stays with a Korban? The answer is Dilma Delo Atribe. Maybe that case is talking about where there's no Hatra'ah. I don't know. Lashon Acher, there's another version of his comeback. Toshma Ein Chayavin Al Shingata, Main Chayavin Al Zdona. You're not Chayav for Shogeg in our Mishnah, in Pikadon, what do you chayv as Adon? Asham b'chesef shkalim. So my love with the Achubay, isn't that talking about even if there was Hatra'ah, it's still only a Korban? Achinam idlo Achubay. Maybe it was really a case where there's no Hatra'ah, which means we haven't solved the problem yet. Toshma, so we have the following statement. Rashi says he doesn't know where it comes from. Lo, ima marta b'nazir tamei shekein lokeh, a nazir who's tamei, who goes to a cemetery, gets makot for violating his nazirut, tomar b'shvuot ha-pikadon sheino lokeh. How can you compare that to Shvuata Pikadon? Again, we don't know the context where they're being compared. The main impetus here is, we're talking about a Nazir Tameh who obviously had Hatra'ah, because he gets Makot. In the parallel case of Shvuata Pikadon, you don't get Makot. Mida kamar loke michal da atrube, there must have been Hatra'ah. Kamar tome Shvuata Pikadon sheino loke. So you see, you don't get Makot in the case of Shvuata Pikadon when there was Hatra'ah. Aval korban maiti, clearly you can still bring the korban. So, Mayin Oloke, we could interpret it a little differently. Meaning, this is why Rav Kahana couldn't bring a proof from here either. Deino niftar b'makot. Eino loke may not mean you don't get makot. It means makot is not the sum total of your kapara. You also have to bring a korban. Chalad a nazir tamei niftar b'makot, but that means a nazir tamei. That's all he has is makot. Ha korban k'tibei, he also has to bring a korban. Korban Hashem nazir tamei. So the answer is hatam d'maiti korban. It's different. When the nazir brings the korban, keichet techol alei nazirut b'tahara. That's to begin the renewal of the Nizirut b'tahara. But here, it's the punishment for the crime. So we still don't know whether Hatra'ah raises the bar. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rabba. Now the Rosh Hashiva came in. Rabba came in. And these same students asked Rabba, what do you think about? This is a question Rav Kahana asked. Amar Lahu, he said, the question is premised on a faulty premise. Michlal d'chilo atribe ve'ika edim michayiv? Wait a second. Obviously, Edim have to be there because otherwise this question doesn't start. So you're saying if you don't have Hatra'ah and there are Edim, you have to bring a Korban that you're asking with Hatra'ah maybe it gets raised? Because Rabbi has the position that if there are Edim to the fact that you own this item, your denial is meaningless. The Edim are what's going to get you to have to pay. And therefore, you're not Chayiv in any case. So if there are Edim, this whole story doesn't start. So Alma Kasava Rabbi, Rabbi obviously holds Hakof from Mamon Sheesh Alav Edim. Patur, If somebody denies a financial debt about which there are edim, you're patur. So Amar Rav Chanina l'Rava, Tanya d'Masayelach. I've got a Tanya that will support that position. The V'chicheshba, in our Pasuk, take a look at Pasuk 1, the whole parsha on the page, and I bolded this, Prat l'model le'achad min achino le'achad min ashutafin. Only a full denial gets you in this parsha. If you admit to one of the claimants, one of the brothers, one of the partners, then you're off the hook. And the next passage is, V'nishbal shakir, if you lie under oath, Prat l'lova b'shtar l'lova be'edim. So what does that exclude? A loan that was made b'shtar or be'edim. The implication is that if there are edim, then this whole parsha doesn't start supporting Rabbah. So Amar Le Rabbah turned to Rav Chanina and said, that didn't help. Imishum ha lo tesayim, that doesn't help. V'omer levitiv lo levitiv edim. That may be a case, not where he says, I didn't borrow it, but rather he says, I borrowed it, but not be'edim. Meaning he's denying the fact that they're edim there, but he admits to the debt. Levitiv lo levitiv eshtar. Then afkamina would be for mishubadim, etc. Now, how do I know that that's the case? How does Rabbah know that that's what it must be talking about? The first part of the Braita says if he denies it, and that excludes the case where he admits to one of the two of the brothers. What did he do? If he said, I owe you your half, then he's fully denied the other half. Why isn't he in the Parsha? Here's what must have happened. You borrowed from both of us. He just says, no, I borrowed the entire amount, but only from one of you. Which means he's admitting to the full amount. Then his words are meaningless because they don't impact and there's no violation of the Shvua. Because he's not denying any debt, he's just denying who it goes to. So since the opening part of the Braita is just irrelevant, meaningless speech, so therefore the Seifa must also be Kfirat Dvarim. So it can't be a case where he says, I didn't borrow, but rather I borrowed, but it wasn't Be'edim. That's Kfirat Dvarim. All right, so Rabbah says, this is my position, but Rav Chanina, that didn't help. Toshma, let's test Rabbah's position. Eino chayav al shingata, amar chayav al zadonar. Mishnah says, you're only chayav bezadon. Hashem mechesef shkalim. So my love, zadon edim. What does zadon mean? Doesn't that mean that there's edim there? No, zadon atzmo. It means you know that you have it, and you're lying. So that, again, didn't prove anything. Toshma, hayushte chite edim. This is back in the previous parak. Kafra rishona v'chakach kafra shniya. The first group denied it, and then the second group denied it. Shtein chayavot. Shecholai edut l'tkayim b'shtein. The Mishnah says, remember this from a couple podcasts ago, because the edut could work with either group, so that when the first group denies it, the second group still could help. V'shtema shniya t'chayiv, and we ask the question, I understand why the second group is chayiv, because they're the last resort. Kafra lakat rishona. Al rishona mai michayiv. Why is the first group on the hook? After all, Hakai Mishniya, there's a second group there ready to testify, so we didn't cost you the money. Amravina, and we answered, what that would mean is that Kfira Dvarim Ba'alma Yechayev, which means when you make a denial, even though there's still another recourse, you're still Chayev. The answer is no. Amravina, Achamayaskinen, what was the case? Gon Shaita Shniya Vishat Kfirat Rishana Krovin Rashotan, and Rashotan goes to Sot. The case was where the second group, at the time the first group made its denial, wasn't able to testify because they were through marriage, they were Krovin. Their wives were dying. And Ma'udatema, I would have thought, Rov Ghost in the Mito, when somebody's a ghost, they're already pretty much dead. But right now they're alive, so therefore you're still Krovim, and therefore you're Pasul, and therefore the denial of the first group is Mechayiv them. When the wives die, the second group comes and denies that's Mechayiv them. So it didn't prove anything again. Toshma, we're still testing Rabba's position that if you deny something about which they're aiding your pot, Balabaych Ta'an Tanat Ganab Fikadon. So he got a shomer, and the guy claims it was stolen, and he's lying. V'nishba, and he swore to that effect, shuata shomri, which we're going to get to in a couple of prakim. V'hoda, and then he admitted he lied. Uva'u edim, and edim came and testified that he had the item, or he used it. Imad shilubau edim v'hoda, if he admitted it before they came, v'shalim karen v'chomesh v'asham, he has to pay like a normal case, which is you pay the value, and you pay a chomesh, and then a sham. By the way, what that means is when there's a case where there are edim, then you're still chayiv. If the Edim came first, then he admitted it. So he doesn't admit it. Once the Edim came, he has to pay Kefel, because Torin Tanat Ganav pays like a Ganav, and the Asham. Now, Hachanami Kid Ravina, that could also be a case like Ravina, where the Edim were puzzled at the time of his admission. So when he admitted it, there were no real Edim. So that could save us here. You see that Rabbi here is very much up against the ropes. Amarle Ravina the Ravashi. So he turned to Ravashi and he said, Toshma. We already saw this on the previous Amud. Now, midikam or loke, so according to that version of the Braita, shuata pikadon you get makot for when it's intentional. Michal deika edim, so there must have been edim. Kamal shingata, sham mechesef shkalim, and it says that if the shogeg, meaning the same case where there's edim, then you bring a korban, which disproves Rama again. Amalu Rav Mordechai, bar mina deahi, no, don't use that Braita. To Amalu Rav Kana, we know the story. Rav Kana told the Talmidim, Anatanina, I memorized that Braita, Vachitanina, I memorized it differently. And learned it differently. Echad zonah v'chad shingata shamachazav shkalim. The korban is whether it's shogeg or mezi, which means edim aren't in the picture here at all. And we accept Rav Kana's presentation. So toshma lo imamart benazir tami. Again, the same proof we had before. Sheken loke tomar b'shuata pikadon sheno loke. Again, shuata pikadon. There's no makot for. So hechidami idoleka edim. If there's no edim, am I loke? Nobody can get makot. So then this must be a case that there's edim. Elpshit tadika edim. Tani tomar b'shuata pikadon sheino loke. So he said milkud ololoki, meaning in shuata pikadon, in a parallel case where they're edim, you don't get makot of a korban mighty. You certainly bring a korban, otherwise just say patur. But tiyufta de rabba, tiyufta. Rabba has been disproven. And when you make a denial, when you deny a debt about which edim know that you're lying, you're still chayav for that shua. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan amar hakofer b'mamon sheish alav edim is not so simple. Chayav bishtar patur. Meaning, he disagrees with Rabbah and says that if there are edim out of your chayav, as we prove. But if it's an halva bishtar, or pikodon bishtar, then you're patur. So my papa, my tami to Rabbi Yochanan, what's his reason for making this distinction? And he says, edim avidi demaiti, the answer is very simple. Edim die. Shtar hamanach, shtar is sitting there. I'm there, Ravuna Breda of Yeshua, our papa. So his colleague said to him, shtar nami avidi mercha, so shtar could also get lost. People die, shtar gets lost, nothing's forever. Ela Amar Ravuna Breda of Yeshua, he gave a different explanation. Tamid Rabbi Yochanan. So Vishtar Shibur Kakarot, think about this. What's the whole point of making Alval Bishtar? Is so that you have a Shibur on the borrower's karka. You have a lien against his property. Vein Mavin Korbanok for a Shibur Kakarot. Just like we don't make an oath about karka. Similarly, if you deny a Shibur karka, you're not chayiv for it. So that's why he made the distinction. Itzbar Mashbia Ide Karka. So now we see it the following. If you have edim that can testify that you own some land. Somebody's squatting on your land, you want to get him off, you made a macha, he's denying you made a macha, you got edim to that effect. If you're mashpia, then pligiba, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, two giants of Tveria disagreed, chadamar chayav, chadamar patur. Now, tislaim Rabbi Yochanan, damar patur. Rabbi Yochanan must have been the one who said patur. How do we know that? From what we just said. Midam Rabbi Yochanan, kuf mamon sheshal avidim chayav, shtar patur, Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua. We accepted Ravuna Rabbi Yeshua's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan's distinction, and said that if you deny a debt about which there's a star, you're patur, because it's basically must be ede karka. So therefore, he must have been the one who said that you're patur tistayim, and we accept that. Now, Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Avahu. So Rabbi Yirmiyah announced Rabbi Avahu about their Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan's teaching. Leim Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Beplukta, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan Kami Palgi. And remember, every time this comes up, this is not an attempt. It's a challenge. So we said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Amoraim, are following and parroting the machloket of the great Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer and his colleagues, which is impossible. So we'll have to see why that's not the case. Because if that were the case, they would just say, Aloch, Rabbi Elazar, Halakha, Rabbanan. Tidnan ha-goz, el-sadam, michavero, v'shtafa nahar, if a guy steals land from somebody, and then it gets flooded, chayav lamidlo sadeh, the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you have to give him another field, just like any other gzela, which gets destroyed. You have to give him something of equal value. No, the thief can say, hey, here's your land, see you around, have fun swimming on it. And we already determined their machloket is about the following. Rabbi Eliezer darish ribu yumiyuti, Rabbanan darish klalu prati. Rabbi Eliezer, as his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda did, used the ribu yumiyut system to learn, to exegetically infer laws when there are general and specific statements, and Rabbanan used klalu prati. Which works how? Again, in our parsha, he denies. Riba, that means any denial. Fikadon, b'tzumit yad, etc. The list, those are specifics. Miyat. Omikol ha'shay shavar, anything that you take an oath about, chazav riba, you have another ribui. Riba omiyat for riba, what's the rule of that? Riba kol, everything's included. My riba kol mili, everything's included. My miyat, what's out? Miyat shtarot. The first thing to go out is going to be a shtar. If you take an oath about the ownership of a shtar, that's out because a shtar isn't a value, it's representative of value. Rabbanan darshi klali uprati, the Rabbanan darshin klali uprat, which again is going to exclude more things. What's the rule of klal upradu klal? The klal can must be guided and limited by the prat. What do we know about the prat, which is sumit yad and gezel, etc.? Ma prat mfurash davar mitaltel, it's something that's movable, v'gufom amon, and has inherent value. I've called davar mitaltel, v'gufom amon, anything else, which means yatsu karka out, karka's out. Ein mitaltel, doesn't move. Yatsu avadim, avadim are out, shukshu lekarka out, because avadim are karka out, because of the pasuk in pahar, lo lambahem ta'avodu, v'nachaltem otam la'chuzatchem, they're part of your inheritance. Therefore, they're like karka. You can move a shtar and gufan mamon. They don't have inherent value. So therefore, Rabbanan say that our parsha excludes karka, avadim, and shtarot. Rabbi Eliezer says only shtarot. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you steal land, you're a gazlan. So ma de mechayev k'rab Eliezer. So therefore, whoever says that if you're mashbia ede karka, they're chayev, will say k'rab Eliezer that karka is put in this parsha. And the one who says, and we think it's Rabbi Yochanan, would say we like Rabbanan. And of course, we don't like that because then these two Amorim would just say halacha keh. They wouldn't make their own formulation. So Amarle, his answer back was, Rabbi Abahu's answer back to Rabbi Yirmiyah was, lo, you're wrong. Man de mechayev k'Rabbi Eliezer. The one who says Yechayav follows Rabbi Eliezer, that karka is nigzal. Uman de patar, the one who says Yepatur, Amar lecha b'hafi de Rabbi Eliezer mode. He says even Rabbi Eliezer would agree with this, that you're not chayev for the shvua on the karka. Derachmana amar mikol v'lo hakol. He said mikol asher yishava, meaning not everything. Meaning there are things that are in this parsha about veheshi v'tagzela that are not in this parsha about shvuat ha-pikadon. Oh, amar papa mishmei derava. So now papa quoted Rava saying matniti nami deka. I can prove it to you from the mishnah that avadnim are out of the parsha. Diktani ganavtet shori. In our Mishnah, we're going to see a little later on, when the guy claims, you stole my ox, and he says, I didn't steal the ox. That's chayav. But it didn't say another case, which should be, you stole my slave. My time. Isn't because an eved is compared to karka, and as a result of that, we don't take a shvu on that. Venvin korban al kfirat shibud karkot, and you don't bring a korban for denying shibud karkot. So I'm Rapapi mishmei de Rava. Rapapi disagreed with Rapapa, and he said, "Ema seifa zehaklal kol mishalom al piatzma chayav shem mishalom piatzma patur. Anything that you would pay if you admitted it yourself, you're chayav for." And that's added zehaklal atui mai. Isn't that lav atui ganavta tavdi? Isn't that there to include the case of ganavta tavdi? The Gemara then concludes, we have two conflicting reports of Rava, one from a Papa and one from a Papi, and the truth is that they're both legitimate and compelling arguments, and the result is that we have a draw. There's no way to prove anything from the end of our Mishnah, of that Mishnah, about whether Mashbia Ede Karka, or shall we say, Kfirat Shibud Karkot, is Chayav or Patur. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and as I said, the next piece, we're going to go back and do the rest of the Mishnah, the rest of Mishnayot in the Perek, and then go back and do this relatively small piece, one amud worth of Gemara, to complete our study of the Perek. You should have a wonderful day.